This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, this podcast is about recognizing the extent to which the systems and institutions surrounding you and in society have been weaponized against you. Now, this is important to understand because when we grow up, or if we are conformists, we're told that the systems around us are there to help us. We're told, for example, that Big Pharma just wants to help you. As if, no, they don't want to make money. No, they don't suppress natural cures. No, they don't alter clinical trials to get the results that they want to sell more drugs. No, they love you. Yeah, these corporations, these pharmaceutical companies, they're basically Mother Teresa. They just love you so much. They just want to help you. That's what we're told. And of course, it's complete nonsense. And we're told the same thing about government, typically. Oh, government loves you. Government wants to help you. Here they are to give you free food stamps or free housing subsidies or to do this for you, to build roads and schools for you, as if you couldn't do that yourself with your own community, you know, as if you have to have government to tell you what to do and bail you out all the time. So, but in truth, government is in many ways weaponized against you. And I'll give you some examples here, but also, you know, Big Pharma is weaponized against you. The food industry is weaponized against you. The food industry is in business, of course, to make money for itself. And to do that, they have to resort to the use of chemicals that preserve food so they have longer shelf life, they have less waste, less products expiring on the shelves, unsold, and so on. So they dump all these chemicals into the food supply, which weaponizes the foods against you, but, of course, enriches the food corporations. The media is the same way. The media is probably the most insidious institution here. The media is weaponized against you to feed you disinformation, false lies, and control your inner narrative of how you think the world works around you. The media, their job is not to keep you informed on the things that matter. I'm talking about the mainstream media here, or legacy media. Their job is to literally weaponize their infrastructure and information systems to dominate and control you, and also to keep you distracted, jumping from one thing to another. You know, there's a recent scientific study that's highly relevant here, and I'm kind of paraphrasing this, but they found that people were less capable of making rational decisions when they were constantly interrupted and distracted by new emergencies. So the more the news keeps you distracted with crazy fake news, like, Trump is in trouble again, or this is happening, or, you know, just the latest outrage that often is completely fabricated or highly exaggerated. The point of this is to prevent you from being able to step back and think for yourself. If you could turn off all forms of media, I mean, every form of media, even including this one that you're listening to now, turn them all off for 3 days, 72 hours, you would notice yourself thinking differently. You would notice that you have more consciousness, that you have more rationality, you have more calm, and the ability to see and assess what's happening more accurately. And yet, who in our world today is disconnected from media for 72 hours or even 24 hours? You know, the average person now is on their mobile phones constantly. And what are they reading? They're reading tweets. They're being interrupted by social media. They're being interrupted by headline news, which is often faked. You know, it's CNN fake news. It's New York Times fake hoaxes. It's something that is fake. Now, for all these examples, and there are more, such as the education system that's also weaponized against you, I want to define what I mean by weaponized against you. That means that these systems are influencing you to act and think against your own self-interest. This is really crucial to understand. They're influencing you or pushing you to think and act against your own self-interest, because your self-interest, by the way, is in contradiction to the interests of, let's say, big government or the interests of the pharmaceutical companies. Let's take Big Pharma as a great example here. Your interest is in being healthy and preventing disease and living a long life full of longevity and health. Well, this contradicts the interests of drug companies and big government in the following way. Drug companies earn nothing unless you get sick. If you don't need their drugs and you don't go to the hospital and you don't use pharmacies and doctors, they miss out on potentially hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars of revenue that they get if they keep you sick and nutritionally deficient and separated from nutrition and healing foods and natural cures and herbal remedies and all those other things. So their interest is actually, it runs counter to your interest. They want you to be sick but not dead. They want you to be sick enough that you're going to keep needing more drugs and more doctor visits and more repeated diagnoses with an ever-increasing escalation of degenerative disease. But they don't want you to die because then they can't sell you drugs anymore. Believe me, if they could sell drugs to dead people, that would be the ultimate business model for Big Pharma. They're in business just to sell drugs. And if you died and they could convince you that you need prescriptions for the afterlife, believe me, they would be in business to sell drugs to dead people and of course, get reimbursed by Medicare and Medicaid. But for them, obviously, once you're dead, they can't sell you more drugs. So they want to keep you just alive enough to keep popping drugs in your mouth and shooting you up with IVs and chemotherapy and all that. They don't want you healthy to where you don't need them, and they don't want you dead to where they can't sell you drugs. They want you somewhere in the middle where they can manage your disease, and that's a term they use. It's called management of disease, and this is why the drug industry claims there's no cure for cancer or no cure for diabetes or no cure for heart disease. Nonsense. All those things can and are routinely reversed all the time by informed people all over the world. But the drug companies won't admit that, and thus the medical schools won't admit it because they're run by the drug companies. And the FDA won't admit it for the same reason. And the mainstream media won't admit it because they're also influenced financially by the drug companies as well. Now, government doesn't want you to live very long either, but that's for a different reason. The government has promised you, or people like you, pensions, payouts for as long as you live, and Social Security, and Medicaid and Medicare. Now, these are all considered entitlements, and they're things that governments owe people typically for the rest of their lives. And the benefits typically end when you die, which means they continue as long as you're living, which means that your longevity is in contradiction to the financial interests of the government or the pension fund or the corporate retirement fund that you used to work for, whatever. If it's an institution that's making payments to you and you're retired or near retirement or you're living on these payments, your life is a negative entry on their balance sheet. And it's crucial that you recognize that because there are governments right now around the world that will be insolvent unless masses of retired people die off somehow. And one of those governments is the United States of America, by the way. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to go around trying to actively find ways to kill off old people. I'm not saying that in this podcast. There are, you know, weaponized flu strains and experimental diseases and such that are being experimented with. But, you know, we talk about those possibilities in another podcast. For right now, just realize that your life is a contradiction to the financial interests of the government. So right away, you can see that both Big Pharma and big government despise you being healthy and alive if you're at, you know, beyond retirement age, let's say. And much the same is true with, you know, food companies and the retailers that sell them. So you look at like a CVS pharmacy or you look at a Walmart. These, even many grocery stores, they make a tremendous amount of money on the prescription drugs. And these are the same stores that typically sell the junk foods that cause the diseases that require you to have the prescription drugs that make money for these retailers. So a CVS pharmacy is a perfect example of this, where the front of the store is all the toxic junk food and processed food that causes diabetes, heart disease, cancer, dementia, kidney disorders, you name it. And then in the back of the store is the pharmacy that really makes the money from selling you the drugs that doctors prescribe after you've been diagnosed with the diseases caused by the foods sold in the front of the CVS store. So isn't it interesting that when you're going back to buy your prescription drugs in the back of the store, you literally have to walk through the aisles of the junk food that caused the disease that you think you're treating with these toxic, overpriced prescriptions that also generated financial kickbacks and bribery for your doctor to prescribe them. And your doctor, by the way, probably didn't tell you that he or she is being bribed and getting kickbacks and getting paid for prescribing those drugs. And CVS Pharmacy doesn't even tell you how much money they make off the vaccine shots that they try to force you to take all the time with tricky linguistic language influence, like, get your vaccine shot today, as if there's a vaccine vial in the store with your name on it. And if you don't claim it, you're somehow missing out. Oh my God, my vaccine? Well, I better go get it. It's mine. You know, this is the kind of twisted non-logic that they use to try to influence you. Get your vaccine shot today. Or have you taken your medication? You better get your chemo. You know, wait a minute. Why is it mine? What if I reject that idea? What if I reject the fact or the idea that you think that a human body is incomplete unless it's being constantly inundated with toxic synthetic chemicals produced and marketed by dishonest felony criminal drug companies that have been found guilty of felony crimes by the U.S. Department of Justice? You think about it. CVS pharmacies are selling products manufactured by criminal felon corporations, known as GlaxoSmithKline, by the way, and other similar companies like Pfizer and Merck and Eli Lilly and Johnson and so on. Almost every one of these companies has been found guilty of criminal price fixing or criminal fraud or criminal bribery or criminal medical science fraud in manipulating clinical trials. And yet, CVS pharmacies have no problem selling their products to you because, again, it's all, getting back to the point here, it's all about working against your interests. It's about weaponizing the healthcare system to destroy you for profit, to destroy your livelihood, to destroy your quality of life, to even destroy your mind, because most of these drugs have toxic side effects on your neurology. They harm your brain. But that's also benefiting the system. The more your brain damage, the less likely you are to wake up and realize just how everything's being weaponized against you. So you see, the suppression is multifaceted. You know, the municipal water supply is toxic. You saw the lead in the water in Flint, Michigan. You've seen the fluoride studies that definitively show fluoride lowers IQs. Makes you stupid. So they drip it into the water supply. You think that's a coincidence? No, of course not. It's multifaceted. The food is weaponized against you. The news is weaponized against you. The education system, the government, like we talked about, and even many other aspects of society, the money supply, for example, the central banks, it's all weaponized against you to steal money from you without your knowledge. That's called monetary debasement. It's quantitative easing by the central banks. So, all right, that said, I could give you, 500 more examples here, but I think you get the point. These systems are weaponized against you. So what can you do? Here's the solutions part of this podcast, and then I'll wrap it up. But what can you do? Well, number one, actually, is to simply realize the things that I'm mentioning here. Realize that the drug companies are not your friend. The news is not your friend. The government's not your friend. The university is not your friend. Nothing out there gives a crap about you, frankly. I mean, yeah, your family members may care about you and your personal friends, and maybe your church, and maybe your community group, and your bingo group, or whatever you do. Yeah, maybe they care about you, but I'm talking about the institutions. None of these institutions give a crap about you as an individual. They have no special desire to make your life better, or to help save you money, or to do anything that improves your quality of life. In fact, mostly they want to exploit you, dumb you down, shut you up, keep you diseased, keep making money off of you, and then, even if you're past your working age, they want to take all your money before you die for their medical experimental drugs or things that insurance doesn't cover. They want to make sure you die broke and you die ignorant and you have been exploited, used, and basically raped your entire life by all of these institutions from the drug companies and the financial institutions and the governments and so on. So just realizing that, number one, is your first wake-up call to be able to fight back against that system. Secondly, point number two, you need to have a very powerful sense of self-worth combined with skepticism for everything around you. I've noticed that weak people tend to go along with what they're told. Weak people are easy for the system to manipulate against their own interests. Weak people will watch the news and think it's real. Weak people will visit a doctor and they'll do what their doctor tells them blindly, obediently, without asking any questions or doing their own research. Doctors put on the white coat and it makes weak people just crumble. Like, oh my God, he has the white coat. I must do what he says. This is so stupid. But really, I know it sounds silly, but that's the way people think. Oh, he's got diplomas in the wall. He must know better than me. No, he probably doesn't. He was educated by the drug companies. He doesn't know. He doesn't live in your body. He doesn't feel what you feel. He doesn't know how your body reacts to the food that you eat. He doesn't know your specific challenges. And he probably doesn't know anything about nutrition. So if you just go online and read my website, naturalnews.com, and learn about nutrition, you'll know more than a typical doctor in less than a month of just reading my website every day. Doctors get virtually zero training in nutrition. Some of them go on and get education in complementary medicine, and they'll learn about nutrition and become more holistic. And those are good doctors who you should visit, or naturopaths and so on. And I support what they do, you know, integrative medicine, complementary medicine, and so on. But just a regular standard doctor coming out of medical school has basically been weaponized against you by the drug companies. They've been brainwashed and indoctrinated. And if you believe what they're telling you, it's foolish. It's stupid. So skepticism against everything. Beware of any government program or even someone running for public office who says that they're going to help you. Really? How are they going to help you? When the real way the government can help you is get the hell out of your way and stop confiscating your money and taking your rights. If you think about it, every promise that the government makes to help somebody means they have to steal the money from somebody else first. And sooner or later, all that confiscation of money comes around to you, and they're taking your paycheck, and they're taking your privacy, and they're taking your freedoms and liberties while claiming to be helping everybody else. We don't need government to help people. In fact, even in terms of the poor and in terms of individuals who require food stamp assistance currently, you know, before government did that, that was done by churches and community groups and families. And the same government that now promises to help people with food stamps is the government that has forever been run by left-wing agendas that work to destroy the family, to literally destroy the family unit that creates the kind of poverty and dependence on government. And it's all by design. You know, having strong families and strong community is bad for big government, because then they can't tell you how to live your life and they can't drive you apart from your family members and your community. So just remember that strong communities, strong local communities, I should say, is good for society, whereas centralized federal control over everything is typically bad for society. But they want you to think they're helping you, and that's how they weaponize government against your own interests. So far, we've talked about two solutions. Number one, awareness and awakening to the fact that this is happening. And then secondly, having a sense of self-worth and skepticism. And I'm going to mention self-worth here in a little more detail, and then I'll wrap this up. But self-worth is so crucial in this, being able to stand up for yourself and have the courage to say no to a bad idea, or to say no to someone who's trying to give you bad information, let's say, or to simply say no to a tyrant who's promising you safety and security. If you just give up your First Amendment and Second Amendment rights, then they'll keep you safe and secure, because then they will have all the guns and they'll control who gets to speak, and they'll make sure that that's done in your interest. Really? You can't believe that. It's nonsense, but you have to have the self-worth to be able to stand up against that and say, no, I'm not giving up my individual liberty. I'm not giving up my voice. I'm not giving up my country. I'm not giving up my right to self-defense just to appease these tyrants. And sometimes in some communities, especially in places like California or Hollywood, these are unpopular opinions. So what does it take to be a person who can carry an unpopular opinion and maintain it? Well, it takes a sense of self-worth. That's what it takes. You've got to be someone who knows what you stand for and knows that you have value and knows that your life is important, regardless of what everybody else is saying or attacking you or trying to shame you into going along with their obedience demands for conformity. You know, conformity is the convenient destination of the weak-minded. And when you see a bunch of people conforming to just go along and get along and while they're lying about reality or denying truth, but they have a little circle of self-reinforcing delusion because they're all popular with each other, those are all weak-minded people, weak souls, weak spirits. Frankly, people that don't matter very much in the big picture because they just go along with any demand. I mean, those are the kind of people who would have gladly applauded the rise of the Nazi party in Germany as long as they were part of the wealthy elite. You know, those are the same kind of people who applaud the current regime in North Korea or communist China. As long as they're part of the system of power, they don't mind the fact that people's lives are being destroyed and rights are being taken away, or even that a Holocaust is going on. You know, a strong-willed person would rise up against the Holocaust, or a strong-willed person in American history would rise up against plantation slavery, for example. You know, what was her name? Harriet Tubman, the Underground Railroad, helping the slaves escape. I've often said that if I lived in that time, I would have been running an Underground Railroad as well, you know, for human rights. It's just because that's the pattern of what we do. Those of us who are strong-willed and have courage, we stand up for humanity, even in the face of popular systematic oppression. Remember, slavery was popular at that time in the South. Slavery was legal. And if you were against slavery, you were considered an outcast, and you were attacked, and you were shamed, and you were kicked out of your church or your job or what have you. And yet, standing against that oppression and slavery was the right thing to do. So it took a very strong person to be able to stand up and say that at that time. Today, we have similar abuses of humanity happening right now by the drug companies, by the food companies, by the governments, the education system, the fake news system. They're abusing people and enslaving minds in a way that is sort of an echo of old plantation slavery, but obviously a different rendition of it. You know, people aren't in physical chains anymore, in America anyway, but they are in mental chains. So you have been enslaved. That's the big difference today, is that slavery is mental slavery, and it's not limited to people with dark skin. Everybody's enslaved today. And in fact, in many ways, it's Black folks who are more skeptical today about a lot of things like vaccines. That's why you see a lot of Black communities saying no to the government vaccines, because they remember government-run medical experiments on Black prisoners and Tuskegee experiments and all that stuff that went on. They know. They're skeptical for good reason, and I applaud them for that. But the bottom line is you do have the faculties to be able to stand up against the kind of tyranny that weaponizes all of these institutions against your own self-interest. You simply have to make a decision. Are you going to care and love yourself, care for yourself? Are you going to defend yourself and maybe your family members and your local community people? Or are you going to allow yourself to be enslaved by and controlled by systems that ultimately seek your destruction and profit from the exploitation and the suppression of your soul? That's the question here. In other words, do you stand for your divine consciousness? Do you stand for yourself or what you represent, which is humanity? Or do you stand for systems of oppression and suppression, destruction and death that profit off of keeping people dumbed down and keeping people misinformed and denying people access to the solutions that they really need to fully explore their potential as human beings? Because most people in society today are comfortable being ordered around as slaves. most people have made an unconscious decision to take a convenient, comfortable path. And that's the path of enslavement. And that's the path of surrender. Surrendering to the system that will exploit you and ultimately destroy you. And that path has been chosen, either consciously or unconsciously, by most people. More than 90% easily. Maybe it's 95 or 99%. I don't know the exact number. Very few people have made the decision that their life is worth saving against that destruction. Very few people have made the decision to stand up and say, hey, I am worth saving, and I am going to defend my life against oppression and tyranny. And if you're one of those people that's willing to stand up and defend your life, then you're going to love my website, naturalnews.com. You're going to love hearing my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And you're going to love the fact that I'm launching a new video website called real.video. Well, we'll have truth videos there from many different channels that talk about topics like what you just heard here. So thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams, Health Ranger. And I hope to see you on one of my websites soon. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.